Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Coronavirus 411, the latest COVID-19 info and new hotspots, just the facts, for October 22nd, 2020. A volunteer in Brazil participating in a clinical trial of AstraZeneca's vaccine died. However, the 28-year-old medic did not get the vaccine. He was given the placebo. It's not known how exactly he contracted the virus, but he died from complications during the trial, which is continuing. How close is too close? The CDC has redefined what counts as close contact. It was a straight 15 minutes within 6 feet of someone who's positive. Now it's a total of 15 minutes or more, meaning shorter but repeated contacts adding up to 15 minutes over 24 hours. The change serves notice the virus can spread more easily than many people realize. Coronavirus hospitalizations are now on the rise in 38 states. Particularly concerning is the rise in Wisconsin. Hospitalizations there have more than tripled over the last month, and doctors say patients are coming in with noticeably more severe symptoms than at the beginning of the pandemic. Spain became the first country in Western Europe to accumulate more than 1 million confirmed COVID-19 infections, and they're struggling to contain a resurgence. They're beginning to close borders to hard-hit regions, but are trying to avoid a second devastating total lockdown. An Associated Press survey shows the pandemic has made 25% of full-time workers consider quitting their jobs. Younger workers and those with lower household incomes were most likely to think about it. 28% have cut back on their hours, and 20% have had to take leave. On the positive side, more than 80% had a positive view of how their employer responded to the pandemic. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Norton, Kansas; Bonhomme, South Dakota; Minor, South Dakota; Sheridan, Kansas; Harding, South Dakota; Carter, Montana; Webster, Nebraska; Falk, South Dakota; Buffalo, South Dakota; and Menominee, Wisconsin. There are 2,755,294 active cases in the United States. The current top 10 states by number of active cases: California, Florida, Arizona overtakes Georgia, Virginia, Missouri, Maryland, Texas, Alabama, and Illinois. The five states with the most daily new cases per capita over 7 days are North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. The retransmission rate is currently highest in New Jersey, Wyoming, Vermont, New Mexico, and Illinois, while the lowest retransmission is found in Mississippi, Maine, Texas, California, and Delaware. There have been a total 221,990 deaths in the U.S. reported as COVID-related, with a current national fatality rate of 2.7%. The states with the most new deaths reported as COVID-related: California, 131, Texas, 106, Florida, 100, Illinois, 68, Ohio, 67, Kansas, 56, Wisconsin, 48, North Carolina, 40, Pennsylvania, 39, and Michigan and Minnesota with 35. Globally, the number of active cases has crossed 9 million at 9,424,646. There are 384,890 new cases around the world in the last 24 hours. The five countries with the most new cases: United States, 63,663, India, 56,000, the UK, 26,688, France, 26,676, and Brazil, 25,832. There have now been 1,129,710 deaths worldwide, down 7% over 14 days. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Coronavirus 411 on your podcast app, or ask your smart speaker to play the Coronavirus 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.